Recently, Joe Warwick performed a public service on a global scale. Joe's based in London. He's a restaurant critic, outspoken food writer, and co-founder of the awards for the world's 50 best restaurants. In short, the man has contacts. Which brought him to asking 400 chefs from nearly everywhere to name their favorite places to eat. Fumble no more for where to eat in Estonia or California. Joe's taken it all on in his guidebook, Where Chefs Eat. Joe Warwick, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Yeah, I'm looking at this book. Okay, it's got to be, I'd say about 3 to 4 inches thick. It's not heavy, thank goodness. This is great. 2,000 picks from chefs everywhere, from Latvia to Cape Verde. I mean, the only place you didn't hit was Antarctica, I think. How did you go about picking these people?
Yeah, I mean, we've actually got closer to 2,500 places and 400 chefs around the world. I mean, a lot of the chefs pick themselves, guys like René Redzepi, Pierre Gagné, Ferran Adrià, David Chang, Daniel Boulud. So these are very well-known gastronomic chefs. And then beyond that, it was a case of, I mean, I was lucky enough, I worked on setting up a thing called the World's 50 Best Restaurants. And through that, I had connections with a lot of different gastronomic journalists and restaurant journalists around the world. You know, and if there was somewhere where I got stuck, I'd email them and go, look, you know, who do you think I should speak to in Brazil or, you know, wherever? And they'd get back to me with some ideas and we'd look at them and we'd send them off. So it was a research job, some of it. A lot of them I knew already. I think we probably ended up sending out surveys to maybe 1.5 times as many as we got back. I mean, when we started doing this, we were talking about doing 100 chefs and 500 restaurants, which was something I could get my head around.
And now, 2,500 recommendations.
And then it kind of snowballed. So, you know, and I think, you know, as we got going, if I'd had my way, we'd still be doing it. You know, we need a forklift. It wouldn't be such a manageable volume. We need a forklift to carry it around.
Well, it's really intriguing. I mean, I look at this and you think these places that you never think of. I mean, Newfoundland, for instance.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't sit down and say, oh, we're going to ask so many chefs from certain parts of the world. Obviously, there's big restaurant cities like Paris and Barcelona and New York and those sort of places we wanted to represent. But I thought about places like Canada and also places like New Zealand as well that tend to get neglected in other restaurant guides. And it was really interesting because the chefs there, I think maybe because those areas get neglected, they're doing great things and they really engage with it. So, you know, what we got back from a particular country was partly down to how the chefs responded to it.
This is the thing. I mean, I was looking at Newfoundland because it's not terribly far away. And, you know, it's so great to see the way in this book places that do get overlooked are not only spotlit, but we get some details. And I think it's the chef Jeremy Charles was one of the chefs who's in St. John's.
Yes, indeed.
And he had a bunch of recommendations for St. John's and other areas that just sounded fascinating.
Yeah.
But who surprised you the most with their picks?
I don't know if chefs surprised me. I think what we did, because we didn't just say to chefs, pick your favorite places, because what does that mean? We asked them to pick places for specific things. So from breakfast to late night, from cheap to expensive, from somewhere you couldn't find anywhere else in the world to the regular neighborhood joints. Mm-hmm. And the places that really connected with me as I was going through it and compiling it were maybe, because it's not just restaurants, you know, so there was hot dog stands, you know, there was a herring wagon in Stockholm. There's a thing called a wet burger in Istanbul I didn't know anything about, which seems to be a burger in a sealed bun. It's a wet burger, and they steam it in this incredibly pungent chili garlic sauce. It sounds absolutely fantastic and very messy. So those kind of places, Asia, you go to Hong Kong, there's a place called Underbridge Spicy Crabs, where the specialty is crabs. Those sort of street food places were really good. And I think what was interesting is, if you think about a very high-end chef who's cooking very complicated food, the assumption's maybe going to be that that's how they eat when they go out. And I think they do eat in those places to see what their peers are doing and keep up with the competition. But actually, when they go out and relax and they eat, they're into something a lot more casual or something a lot more real and direct. And those were the places that I thought were really interesting. And the late night places as well, because, of course, chefs still work very long hours. And if you want to know how to eat late at night, well, anywhere, ask a chef.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and I think the places you're talking about are the places the locals go and most travelers never learn about. Now with the web, it's great because we've got a lot more access. But still, it's really great to have someone who really knows food be able to say to you, this is the one you want to try.
Exactly. And also, I think the thing is, as well as sometimes with guides that are compiled from surveys, you're asking yourself, who are the people filling in these surveys? You know, we don't know. They're anonymous. And particularly with stuff that's generated online as well, people review restaurants anonymously. So, you know, people go back to professional critics for trusted voices, but if you've got a chef putting their name on a place, they're putting their reputation online almost as much as they are when they cook for you, because if they send you someone that's not up to spec, they're going to look bad.
Joe, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
British restaurant critic Joe Warwick's book is Where Chefs Eat, A Guide to Chefs' Favorite Restaurants.